Good afternoon. Let's go ahead and begin. My name is William Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting this hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Bernie Busher. This is a hearing that will be conducted in accordance with Rule 2.10 of the campaign finance rules of the Secretary of State. The hearing is being recorded. For the record, the date is November 24th, 2009. The time is 2:03 p.m. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, second floor, Denver, Colorado. Also, we are broadcasting over the Internet as well. I should mention that. For anyone who wishes to testify, there is a sign-up sheet on the table by the door. Let me do some preliminaries here about procedures and the subject of the hearing. This hearing does concern the administrative termination of 12 committees that are currently registered with the Secretary of State's office. And I'm going to read those into the record. In each of these cases, according to the records of the Secretary of State's office, these committees have not reported for at least a period of 2 years, which under Rule 210 makes them eligible for administrative termination. Those 12 committees are Christine Baca, Colorado State Board of Education, Congressional District 7, SOS ID, 2002-580069, Registered Agent Faith Beezer, and I believe the last report was that the Secretary of State's office received was February 17, 2004. The next committee is Blackhawk Players PAC Incorporated, SOS ID 1999-1400362, Registered Agent Medill Barnes. And although I think we did not include them on the public notice, so they will not be part of the public hearing today. The next one is Coalition for Fairness in Workers' Compensation, SOS ID 2003-562218, Registered Agent Colin Kennedy. According to our records of the Secretary of State, this committee has never reported. The next one is Committee to Election of Tom Farrell, Multi-County, SOS ID 2003-5622973, Registered Agent David Mead. And the last report was August 4th, 2004. Next committee is First Freedom Fund, SDC, SOS ID 2004-5645985, Registered Agent David Gill. Last report, according to the records of the Secretary of State's office, April 27, 2007. Next committee, Jeffco Small Donor Committee, SOS ID 2005-5605773, Registered Agent Randy Hoffman. According to the records of the Secretary of State's office, no reports have been filed for that committee. Next committee is Keith Igo for Senate District Number 22, SOS ID 2005-5622366, Registered Agent Anthony Marino. According to the records of the Secretary of State's office, no reports have been filed for that committee. Next committee is Marino, Colorado, Senate 11, SOS ID 2002-5800025, Registered Agent Ann Marino. Last report, according to the records of the Secretary of State, was filed December 7, 2002. Next committee is Marlene for House District 33, SOS ID 2000-0933003, Registered Agent Marlene Royce Flanagan. Last report, November 2nd, 2000. Next committee is Protect Early Life Issue Committee, SOS ID 2006-5632815, Registered Agent Michael Lawrence. And according to the records of the Secretary of State's office, no reports have been filed. Next committee is Restore restore our Schools Issue Committee SOS ID 2005-561548, Registered Agent Evan Patterson. So I hope I covered all of the ones that, all of the committees that are subject to the public notice. Again, just a few things about the preliminaries. We're conducting the hearing in accordance with a notice of hearing that was published on October 13, 2009. The notice of hearing is a part of the record of this proceeding, and the notice of hearing was also published in the Code of Colorado Regulation, in the Colorado Register, and on the Colorado Secretary of State's website. I'll conduct the hearing in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act. We'll apply procedural rules as necessary to conduct a fair and expeditious hearing. First, I'll provide an opportunity to each committee to put on evidence through their registered agent or legal representative, such evidence that may be related to the termination of that committee under Rule 2.10. Then, if there are any objectors, any other members of the public, I'll provide an opportunity for testimony and arguments from other members of the public and objectors. For anyone who wishes to provide testimonial evidence, I will swear them in for the record. And if there are any opponents and proponents, I'll provide opportunity for cross-examination of witnesses, if any. And if there is documentary evidence offered into evidence, I will determine if there are any objections to the admissibility of the evidence, and then issue a ruling as to whether or not the evidence will be admitted into the record and then how it will be marked. At the end of the presentation of all the evidence, I'll then provide an opportunity for any members of the public to summarize their position and take the matter under advisement. I probably should have done some introductions at the beginning. To my immediate left, Stephen Bowie, who's the program administrator for the campaign finance section of the Colorado Secretary of State's office. To my immediate right is Paris Nelson, a legal specialist with the campaign finance unit of the Secretary of State's office, both in the elections division. That's probably it with respect to the preliminaries that I want to provide. Are there any committees present represented by their agents or legal representative? And okay, why don't you come to the podium, and it looks like I see a lot of staff here, but I think you're the only one that actually is outside this office. So just for the sake of cutting to the chase, why don't you go ahead and identify yourself for the record and who you represent and what your position is here today.
Michael Lawrence, the registered agent for Protect Early Life Issue Committee. The position I have is that I'm content for it to be terminated. The committee never did anything. We thought it would. It didn't. So okay. I wasn't sure whether I was supposed to appear okay. here or not. So I got the notice, I appeared.
And it did, as I indicated in my opening remarks, it looked like there had not been a report filed, which is consistent with, I think, your information. It looks like the last balance was zero. It's been a zero balance, I think, according to our records as well. It looks like you have been in contact with the office and that you were fully aware and actually I do appreciate your coming forward and letting us know that's something that you do not object to, the administrative termination. So anything else you'd like to add? So
I did bring the form for the report requesting termination.
Great.
I'd like to have that. But
well, it's kind of your preference. We can, based, it doesn't appear there's going to be any objection to administrative termination. We can do that. Frankly, if you would prefer to go ahead and simply terminate, since there is a zero balance, I probably would just prefer to do that and then omit that committee from an order that administratively terminates the other committees. Okay. Is that okay?
If I can approach.
Yes, go ahead. I think that is a preferable way to go, frankly. For people listening around the world over the internet, we're just checking the paperwork. So it looks like the paperwork for termination of the committee is sufficient. So we'll process that. And Mr. Lawrence, thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay. Is there anyone else present who wishes to testify with respect to the administrative termination of any of the committees? Seeing none, then I'm going to go ahead and close this hearing. Based on the evidence available to the Secretary of State, I will go ahead and order that the committees listed in the notice of hearing that they be administratively terminated, with the exception of Protect Early Life. That was the one we just had from Mr. Lawrence. The others are ordered to be administratively terminated, and I'll ask that the Elections Division prepare a written decision that reflects the factual findings and the legal conclusion and any other requirements with respect under the APA to support the administrative termination of those committees. And we will, as soon as that is ready, then I'll sign it, but it'll be effective as of today, unless anyone has any objection, regardless of, even though it may not be till next week that the decision would be signed. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Anything further for today's hearing? If not, then we'll conclude the hearing, and the time is 2:17 p.m. Thank you very much.